Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, Ronnie Lewis with the Bee Gees, staying alive. Playing music from our listeners during the pandemic. Woody Austin joins us. Hello, Woody.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Glad to have you on. You are obviously, like everyone else, taking a break as we adjust to life during the coronavirus. You were really off to a really hot start on the Champions Tour, playing really excellent golf. What was going on there, man?
Really, all I was doing was having great Sundays. except for the first tournament of the year in Hawaii, everything was just a really spectacular Sunday that, you know, I kind of jumped up the board every Sunday and jumped into the top 10 on Sundays. But, you know, it's like anything, the more your game is solidified, your bad days aren't as bad as they were before. Made a few putts here and there in the first couple days when I wasn't playing as good. And then, you know, when I played good on Sundays, I kind of made big moves on Sundays.
Woody, everybody's obviously inconvenienced by this, but how much are you itching to get back out there just knowing that you're enjoying a stretch like this?
Well, that's the whole thing. As we all know, as far as golfers, my stretch is long gone. It doesn't take time off. So I'll have to start all over just like everybody else and just hope that, you know, what I was doing and where I was at hopefully will not take so long to find again and get back.
Woody Austin, our guest, we're talking about his hot stretch of four top tens in his first four tournaments on the Champions Tour this year, including a second place finish at the Colligard Classic. No Masters. This is a time when we would be all obviously tuned into the first round of the Masters. Hope to get that played in November. But not having golf, how's that affecting you? I know you're able to practice and get out and do those things, but not having that competition, how's that affecting you?
Well, unfortunately, as far as being able to get out, yeah, you can get out, but you can't really practice. As far as most of the golf courses that I belong to or are a part of, the ranges are closed. So you can't really just go hit balls or practice. So, you know, you can go out and play and play 9 holes or 18 holes. So, you know, I've done that a couple times. I haven't done a lot because there's no reason to until you really have a definitive time schedule. It's just like practicing in the winter. So what happens if you practice really hard in November and then the weather is so bad in December that you don't even touch your club? So all your work in November doesn't mean anything. So if you put all your time and energy into the first, let's say, month of this coronavirus and we still don't tee it up until June, it doesn't do you any good because you still had 2.5-3 months after that where you didn't do anything. And golf is repetition. Golf is repetitive. And so if you're not doing it on a consistent basis, so that's why you try to – that's the whole thing with Tiger, with, you know, how much time he's always taken off and how much he's prepared for a tournament. So people always say, well, you know, he hasn't played well trust me, he's played leading up to every event that he's ever played, so he prepares himself that way. And so that's what it's all about, is preparation leading up to the event. So all this time off and not knowing exactly how much time we have, there's really not much practice you can do to prepare yourself, because you don't really even know how long it's going to be.
Were you surprised, Woody, that the British Open, the Open Championship, decided to just cancel instead of postponing, or figuring out a way to do that potentially later on?
I am shocked, actually. I am a little shocked at that one, because, well, it's weird, because, like, the U.S. Open postponed itself, and the U.S. Senior Open canceled, and the regular British Open canceled, and the Senior British Open is actually trying to reschedule.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird.
That is weird.
So
we're talking with Woody Austin, professional golfer. Now we go way back. You were on the regular tour when you started appearing on our radio show regularly. Now you're 5-6 years into your career as a Champions Tour golfer. What do you like about the Champions Tour, and maybe what don't you like as much about being on the Champions Tour?
Obviously the best part is it's convenient. It's all your hard work on the regular tour gets paid off in that, you know, there's no cuts. You get guaranteed money. You only play 3 days instead of 4 days. The travel's easier. You know, so all the benefits of what you worked on the regular tour, you get for playing on the Champions Tour. I guess it's really hard to say what you don't really like about it. I guess the only thing I can say that I don't really like about it is the fact that a lot of times you really have to get yourself motivated to play, because we just don't have the fan base and the amount of people coming out that you had on the regular tour. So if you're a person that needs the crowd and the energy and what have you to get you going, then you have to completely find a new avenue to do that, because on the Champions Tour, there's not a big enough gallery to ever get you really psyched and going crazy.
I don't know if your body or your mind feels the same way, but it seems like at 50 or older is not necessarily a huge drop-off in your game or generally for professional golfers. Do you ever find yourself looking at the PGA Tour, like who's 48, who's 49, who are some of the guys I might be able to be competing with out here soon?
Not really. Obviously, if it's a big name like Jim Furyk, who's popping out next year, somebody like that, yeah. But as far as on a regular basis, do you look? No, because the game has changed so much. And if you look, really, there's really not too many people in their mid to late 40s still playing on the regular tour that are going to go on the Champions Tour. The few
right.
people that are that late are guys that are like a Phil Mickelson or a Furyk, who are, you know, close to Hall of Famer, or who've been playing long enough that have so much money that it's really – probably not a big deal whether they play or not play. So from that standpoint, you're really not looking that much, because you're not talking about too many people. It's not like Phil's going to play. Phil's not going to play with us. It would be stupid for him to play with us. The people that you're looking or talking about really are people that haven't really been relevant in the game of golf for a while anyway. So you just, you know, they come out, you say, hey, it's about time, and enjoy, because now you don't have to grind. You don't have to worry about it so much.
Woody Austin, our guest, lives in Derby or Rose Hill. I guess you can pick one of the towns.
And kind of right on the border.
There you go. So we'll just say Derby, Rose Hills, Woody Austin. There was a time when you were reluctant when we talked about you potentially going out on the senior tour at the time. Now, obviously, the Champions Tour. But it seems to have been a really great decision that you made to do it. Are you still as passionate about the game of golf as you've always been, and how much longer do you think you want to play?
Oh, I think I'm still about as passionate as far as because the great thing about the Champions Tour is I don't have to grind. Like I said, you know, I don't have to worry about week to week. I don't have to worry about missed cuts. I don't have to worry about losing my job. I'm not going to lose my job out on the Champions Tour. So, you know, as you got older and older on the regular tour, it was harder and harder, obviously, to win or to keep your job because you're playing against more and more 20-year-olds, and it's easier to get kicked off. Whereas the Champions Tour, I'm not going to get kicked off. So I have that job security of a, you know, like I said, say of a Phil Mickelson on the regular tour or what have you. So it doesn't matter if I have bad weeks. It doesn't matter if I go through a bad stretch because I'm not going to lose my playing rights. I'm not going to lose my ability to still play. So from that standpoint, you want to keep playing. Because like I said, it's easier. It's less stress. It's obviously more fun. So from that standpoint, it's great. But I still, in the back of my mind, would love to play a couple regular events just to prove a few points that us old guys still are good enough to play against the young guys, depending on the venue and the setup of the golf course. But it's just so much easier and to play this game now that you know, you can play it at 56 like I am now and still be almost as good as I was when I was 35 just because the game's so much easier to play.
All right, Woody. Well, we appreciate you coming on. One thing I was curious about, you know, all these other professional mm-hmm. athletes in baseball, basketball, football, hockey, they have contracts. How do golfers get compensated during this time, if at all?
We don't.
Well, that stinks.
We don't, but I mean, if you're, you know, I mean, if you have to also look at it this way, you know, I as you said at the beginning, I got off to a really good start. I had four top tens. I've already made some money, so I'm not hurting. So, you know, the difference being they're obviously getting paid their money or whatever. I already earned enough at the beginning of this year to get me through, you know, whatever I need to get through. But, you know, we don't get paid anything. I know that they've worked on a few things for the guys that may, you know, just be getting out on the Champions Tour or what have you, to where they can try and give you some money, but it's not sufficient enough to really be really all that effective. It's just something to do if you're in dire need, but I'm certainly not. I'm not stupid with my money over the years to where I'm hurting just because I haven't gotten to play for 6 months or 4 months.
Well, we can't even afford to give you a watch for coming on our show, but we do appreciate it. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
That's all right. I'll just take you to the bowling alley or something and just kick
I'm not going to compete against you in anything, Woody. I got better things to do.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
Maybe I'll see you at a bowling alley soon. Who knows? We appreciate talking with you. Congratulations on a very good start to your season. We hope you can get back out relatively soon.
I hope so. Yeah, well, we hope so. I mean, obviously, I think that at some point we will. It just depends on when.
Thanks, Woody.
Sure thing, Bob.
All right. There's Woody Austin, a voice from the past. I haven't talked to him in a little while.
It has been a little bit.
It's good to talk to Woody.
Always.
I've always enjoyed the conversations with him. There's no pretense.
Candid person.
Right. Don't you kind of like that?
Of course. Makes our jobs quite a bit easier.
Yeah, so we're going to reschedule Adrian Griffin, who apologetically got back to me. He'll be on the show Monday.
All right.
So we'll make that work. So I look forward to talking. One of the nicest guys you'll ever find.
And a very accomplished person in the game of basketball.
Yeah, he'll be a head coach someday.
Well, I hope that window hasn't closed.
But he's certainly a top assistant, the top lieutenant to Nick Nurse with the Toronto Raptors.
Those types of guys should always get an opportunity to lead their own teams when they're having that much success as assistants.
All right, we have come to nearly the end of a Thursday show here on The Drive. We'll be back in a minute to wrap it up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.